supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it, of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So, bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely, Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salaam Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us, because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for You. Oh Allah, You did revive my soul and shone Your light into my heart. So please, You is now my only goal. Oh, I love You so. I love You so.
But First, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 22nd of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 26th of the month of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 17th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. It's nice to listen to some verses of the Holy Quran and the points of these verses. We choose chapter Al-Furqan, verses 63 to 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما.
And the servants of the Most Merciful are those who walk upon the earth easily. And when the ignorant address them harshly, they say words of peace.
وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا.
And those who spend part of the night to their Lord, prostrating and standing in prayer.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The behavior of each person shows his personality and character. The supreme reward and medal for men is the medal of servitude of Allah from this holy verse on. An interesting and comprehensive discussion about the attributes of Allah's special slaves is brought up under the title of the Servants of the Beneficent, Allah. In these two verses and the next verses, more than 10 attributes of theirs are mentioned, some of which are related to the creedal aspects. Some are moral, some are social, some are personal, and some are collective. On the whole, they are of the supreme humane values.
Is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as I told you, the topic of this episode is behavior and social interaction of a believer. Islam is a comprehensive religion. Its teachings touch upon all aspects of life. This is because in every aspect of life, the Muslim should be worshiping and serving Allah. There is no compartment of life that can ever fall outside of that general precept. Islam, therefore, goes well beyond articles of faith and ritual acts of worship. All of a Muslim's behavior, manners, ethics, and practice must reflect his belief that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. It is inconceivable that someone should claim to be worshiping Allah while at the same time he mistreats this person, cheats another person, and harms yet a third. This kind of behavior would demonstrate that his claim to belief is either outright false or is very diseased.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. What codes of conduct are expected to be seen and or to be reported from a Muslim, from a believer? Some guidelines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam in the fields of personal and social behavior, socializing with others and dealing with the new generation and youth, legal issues, marriage, customs, taking a stand against the governments and politicians of the time, scientific teachings, education, medicine, and dozens of other topics are among the enlightening guidelines that we usually have it and receive it in the words of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who are the real and actual interpreters of the Holy Quran. Again, alongside with all these beautiful narrations and, let's say, histories and conduct that we have from the enlightening lives of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we have the beauties of the history pages on the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a golden leaf in the history of the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt. So we have, I think, plenty of these quotes and sayings and, let's say, reports that shows us and tells us what a true believer should be like and how should he present himself in a society level or even in a family level, the kind of way that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually present himself. One of the characteristics that are expected from the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt to take it from their leaders and let's say religious authorities is endurance and stability. So this is one of the codes of conduct that we learn it from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam. And that undoubtedly perseverance and persistence on the way to the goal is one of the factors of human success. There are people who have achieved their desires and dreams in their lives, and they have put in the utmost effort and perseverance to achieve it.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
This is today's special and Muslim code of behavior. One of them is live in the light of the Holy Quran. When someone asks from the wife of the Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, about the Prophet's manners, she responded that his manners was the Quran. This means that he lived and acted according to the injunctions of the Quran. As a Muslim, you have your role model in the Messenger of Allah. So, as he has his manners, be a direct interpretation of the Quran. If Allah forbids us something in the Quran, it is part of disobedience and good manners to stay away from it. If he encourages us towards something good, then we go towards it. Part of improving our behavior is adopting the manners that are mentioned in the Quran, practicing patience so that you can be from the sabireen, that means patient ones, fearing Allah so that you can be from the muttaqoon, that means the fearful ones.
Yeah.
social behavior that we should notice about is respecting for elders, parents in particular. Allah Almighty instructs humanity to reciprocate their parents' devotion to their well-being and education through tender, kind, and thoughtful consideration for them in their old age. Quranic references include, "For your Lord has ordered you not to worship any except Him. He also commanded you to be good to your parents. Should either or both of them reach old age and need care, do not behave irritably or reproach and reject them, but always respond to them gently. Treat them with humility and tenderness and pray, 'Lord, be merciful to them, as they were to me when I was young, when I was little.'" Dear brothers and sisters, you can find this concept on chapter 17 of the Holy Quran, verses 23 to 25. Listen to this. "Your Lord is aware of what is in your heart and how you behave towards His creation. He's all-forgiving to those who repent." Society depends on parents maintaining responsibility for the care, nature, and education of their offspring, and this is balanced by the reciprocal responsibility to be good to parents.
Many people in this life is to seek and search for comfort, for relaxation. We humans by nature, we don't like to be overburdened with responsibilities. We seek less responsibility, less commitment, less involvement, less work. By our nature, this is in the Quran. This fact is mentioned in the Quran. By our nature, we look for comfort and relaxation always. And also by their nature, they look for a religion which is very easy, for a liberal religion, a religion that has no restrictions whatsoever. A religion that tells its followers that it is halal to do anything you like. Just follow your whim, your desires, your wishes, and God will be happy with you. But religion, first and foremost, religion is about discipline in this life. Religion came to regulate my life, to organize my life, to make my life productive life, to protect me and to protect the society. This is the meaning of religion. This is why we are religious. When there are certain restrictions, this is for me, not against me.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi aman Allah.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep in inside, I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, friends, and let us begin the day by contemplating on a gem of an advice from the Prophet's first infallible heir, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. He who adopts greed as a habit devalues himself. He who discloses his hardship agrees to humiliation. And he who allows his tongue to overpower his soul debases the soul.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith. This hadith is about the signs of the reappearance of the 12th Imam, the Imam of our time. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, regarding some of the signs of his reappearance, he said, when the preacher perishes and the master of the time deviates, when both thriving hearts and empty hearts fluctuate, when the hopeful ones will perish, and those who are destined to fade away will fade away, the believers will remain, and they will be few in number, 300 or more. The band that fought with the Prophet on the day of Badr will fight alongside them, neither being killed nor dying. So regarding the signs of the reappearance of the 12th Imam, there's many signs, and a lot of them are not absolute, they're relative. Some of them can be considered absolute signs. And in a hadith from Imam Sadiq, it's been reported that the Imam said, certainly there are signs prior to the uprising of the Al-Qa'im from the Almighty Allah for the believers. The narrator of the tradition, Muhammad ibn Muslim, says, I asked, and what are they? May Allah make me your ransom. He replied, that is the verse, we will surely test you, meaning the believers, before the reappearance of the Al-Qa'im, with a measure of fear and a hunger and a loss of wealth. Right? So I guess terror, people will lack security in their lives. There will be a lack of food. Hunger will be prevalent. And a loss of wealth, poverty, right? Lives and fruit, there will be no security to the lives of people. A lot of people will die. Produce will not be produced. These are some signs of the reappearance of Imam alayhi salam. Finally, this is a reference to a famous verse of the Holy Quran. And in the end, the Imam, again, he recites the last part of the verse. He says, and give good news to the patient. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. So, I guess the gist of the hadith is that if we patiently bear these trials and tribulations before the advent, we will be blessed with witnessing the advent of the Imam, and we will be able to be amongst his noble companions and compatriots. Also, Imam Mahdi himself was once asked, O my master, when will this rule be? When will you reappear and rule? He was asked this by Ali ibn Mahziyar, famous companion of the Imam. To which the Imam replied, when the way between you and the Kaaba will be closed. Perhaps as an indication of the fact that the pilgrimage to Mecca will be banned. This could be another sign of his reappearance. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the signs of the reappearance of the Imam in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجه
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we have again, alhamdulillah, some of the students of Sevier International School with us in this session. And before we start the class, let me say hello to each of them. Salam, Hussein Ruhullah, and how are you?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam, salam.
I'm fine, how are you?
Oh, thank you. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. Welcome. And Hassan Nasrullah, how are you doing?
Salam alaikum, sir.
Salam alaikum.
I'm fine, sir.
Okay.
How are you?
That's great. Thank you so much. Welcome. So, respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, we really recommend you stay with us till the end of the session. Inshallah, you will benefit and we all will benefit from the verses of the Quran Kareem. So, Brother Hussein and Hassan, today, inshallah, we'll be working on ayah number 59 of Surah Al-Baqarah. All right? Brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, make sure you have your Quran with you and turn to Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 59. So, before we start, let's everyone once listen to this ayah. Sense. That was great recitation. We loved it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So now I will be, inshallah, reciting this ayah. Make sure you repeat after me, okay? Listen and repeat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم
فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم
فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون
فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون
Thank you so much. Allah bless you, inshallah. In the previous session, in the previous ayah, ayah 58, Allah Almighty told the Bani Israel, okay, to enter the door of the Baytul Muqaddas Masjid, right? وَدْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدَ وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ And say what? حِطَّة, forgive us, right?
Yes.
So that we will forgive you, inshallah. The sins that you have committed, we will forgive them. And in this ayah, Allah Almighty says that فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا They changed those who were wrongdoers, okay? Those who wronged themselves, they changed the word of Allah. They said something else. حِنْطَة, they said. Instead of saying حِطَة, they said حِنْطَة. And فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ So what did they do exactly?
Was it just changing the word? Or disobeying Allah Almighty?
Disobeying
Allah Almighty. Yes? Disobeying Allah Almighty and changing the command of Allah Almighty. So this is something which is unforgivable. So فَأَنْزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا, we sent upon them, those who wronged themselves, رِجْزًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, a plague from the sky, punishment, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because of the sin, okay, that they committed. Now, there is a question that, Hassan, why we cannot do our prayers in Persian, in English? Do your morning prayer in English, not in Arabic. Huh? It's praying. Yes. We pray to Allah Almighty. So, Allah Almighty, really, if I pray like in English or in Persian, I'm more comfortable with that. Yes? So, can we do it?
Because God has mentioned you should pray in Arabic, and God likes Arabic than English.
That's it. It's the command of Allah Almighty that you have to pray in
Arabic.
Allah Almighty accepts it in
Arabic.
If it's in Persian, He does not accept it.
Yes.
Okay, the format, the template of your prayer. If Allah Almighty had not commanded us, had not mentioned it the way like we should pray, of course we could do it in any language. Even not talk to Him, just look at the sky. Talk to yourself with your heart, okay? That was as we'll call the prayer. Yeah? But since Allah Almighty has mentioned the way we should pray, so we have to follow. Otherwise, if we change it, the same ayah will be applied on us. The same, okay? فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ. They changed the word we told them, okay, to say. Instead of that, they said something else. They changed. So if Allah Almighty has told us to perform your prayers in Arabic, we have to perform in Arabic. And other times, not in the time of prayer, you can go and talk to your Lord, okay, in Arabic, in Persian, in Arab, in English, in Chinese, in Japanese, whatever you want, okay? But when it comes to perform as-salat, the prayer, okay, the five times prayer or other mustahab prayers, you have to pray them in Arabic. You have to perform them in Arabic. Simple as that. Because that is the command of Allah Almighty. For the explanation, I again tell you, please refer to the Tafasir book, inshallah.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
So فبدل الذين ظلموا قولا غير الذي قيل لهم فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون فبدل الذين all sound very simple فبدل الذين only the long vowel sound, okay, make sure فبدل الذين الذين right long vowel sound ظَلَمُوا ظَ heavy letter ظَلَمُوا an U sound, right? A long vowel sound قَوْلًا قَوْلًا. What is this mat called? قَوْ this mat
مَدُّ الطَّبِي
مَدُّ اللِّين, right?
مَدُّ اللِّين
soft mat قَوْلًا قَوْلًا لَن لَم plus it has what? Tanwin Fatha. The next word starts with Ghain. Ghain is from the throat letters.
Yes.
So what rule is applied here?
Idhar.
Idhar. Yes. Idhar is applied. So from those four rules, merge, hide, change, no rule.
No rule.
Option, no rule is applied. Qawlan ghayra alladhi qila. Lahum, no difficult rule. فَأَنزَلْنَا نون ساكين plus زا from the rest of the letters. Hide, merge, change, نورول. Which one?
Hide.
Hide the noon sound. فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ عَلَى أَلِفْ مَدْ The rules that I told you in the two previous sessions as well. عَلَى أَلِفْ مَدْ plus حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ Mad letter plus حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ If you want to skip حَمْزَةُ الْوَاسِلِ, you have to skip the mad sound as well. عَلَى الَّذِينَ This is wrong. عَلَى الَّذِينَ There is no a long sound, okay? عَلَى الَّذِينَ All right, Hassan, read it.
عَلَى الَّذِينَ
أحسن. عَلَى الَّذِينَ Great. ظَلَمُوا ظَلَمُوا The next one. رِجَزَمْ جيم is ساكن. What rule is applied here with ساكن letters? If قُطْبِجَتْ, not all other letters. قُطْبِجَتْ letters. قَاف, طَا, بَا, جيم, دَال. These five letters. قَلْقَلَ, bouncing sound. رِجَزَمْ. Okay, زَن, تَنْوِين, plus ميم.
Merge
them together. رِجَزَمْ. مِنَ السَّمَا Hamzatul Wasl, let's keep it. مِنَ السَّمَا Because لام التعريف is here with the sun letter. Seen is sun letter, yes? مِنَ السَّمَاءِ Is the mad wajib or jais? Is it obligatory or permissible?
It is obligatory.
It's obligatory to prolong it for six counts. Why?
Because Hamza is in the word.
Yeah, Hamza is a part of the word which we have the mad letter in it. Sama'a is mad letter. And then Hamza in the same word. Sama'i rijzam minas sama'i bima kanu yafsukun. So that's all we learned, okay? We practiced, alhamdulillah, the important tajweed rules in this. Verse of the Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, with Tajweed rules, let's listen to this ayah once again. So, alhamdulillah, that was a nice recitation. I hope you've learned. For more explanation of this ayat, I mean the tafsir section, the interpretation, please make sure you refer to the tafsir book and listen and practice with us the tajweed rules. Hassan, Hussein, do you have anything to say? Any questions?
No.
So, see you. Thank you so much. Let's give thanks to Allah Almighty. Alhamdulillah. And thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you inshallah. Stay with us with the rest of the sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
هيهات مع ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبغ لما عملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك.
Dear listeners, as you were previously with us, we have reached this excerpt of this divine Kumail supplication. فَبِالْيَقِينِ أَقْطَعْ لَوْلَا مَا حَكَمْتَ بِهِ مِنْ تَعْذِيبِ جَاحِدِيكَ وَقَضَيْتَ بِهِ مِنْ إِخْلَادِ مُعَانِدِيكَ لَجَعَلْتَ النَّارِ كُلَّهَا بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. And I declare with certainty here that were it not for what you have decreed concerning the chastisement of your deniers, and what you have foreordained concerning the everlasting home of those who stubbornly resist, لَجَعَلْتَ النَّارَ كُلَّهَا بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا. You would make the fire, all of it, coolness and safety. وَمَا كَانَتْ لِأَحَدٍ فِيهَا مَقَرًّا وَلَا مُقَامًا. And no one would have a place of rest or abode within it. We started to have a look at some fantastic instances of narrations regarding the comprehensive mercy of the Almighty Allah. It is narrated in a very important tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that a group of war captives were brought to Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his progeny. The messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ordered to kill all of them except one. That person was surprised and said, "Why did you issue my freedom?" The Prophet sallallahu said, "I was informed by the revelation angel that you have five features that Allah loves. Great zeal in fighting, generosity, good-temperedness, truth in speaking, and courage." After this strange happening, that freed captive embraced Islam, and in one of the battles alongside the Prophet ﷺ, he was martyred. Even these traits and features, without being in the way of Allah, are sometimes used for as excuses, as smallest excuses, so that Allah has mercy on His servants. This is how He treats the servants, and this is how He has told the prophets and the imams to treat the others.
And how can the gods of hell threaten him when he calls out to you, my Lord? And how would you abandon him therein when he has faith in your grace to set him free? Alas, that is not the concept of you, nor has your grace such a reputation, nor does it resemble that which you have awarded by your kindness and generosity to those who believe in your unity. I definitely conclude that had you not ordained punishment for those who disbelieved in you, and had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell,
you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In another interesting tradition, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam ordered to whip a servant because of his sin. The servant said, "O son of the Messenger of Allah, do you want to beat someone who has no intercessor but you? How about your mercy and kindness?" This is how replied to Imam alayhi salam when he was informed that he is about to be whipped. So Imam ordered to leave him. Then the servant said, "It was not you who freed me. The one who taught me how to speak this way rescued me." Imam alayhi salam said, "By Allah, this servant is a true believer and sees no one besides Allah. In fact, the true believers are not treated but mercifully. Any servant of Allah who testifies to his unity and acts moderately will get subjected to his extended mercy." And this is what the previous part said. وَلَا مُشْبِهٌ لِمَا عَامَلْتَ بِهِ الْمُوَحِّدِينَ مِنْ بِرِّكَ وَإِحْسَانِكَ. How the Almighty Allah treats with those muwahideen, with those who accept and profess to his oneness, bir and ihsan. His goodness and kindness are shown to such person. In some exegesis books of the Holy Quran, it is narrated that when Joseph took the crown in Egypt.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sayyid Mohsen Naghvi and Shaykh Rouhani. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome. And Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about the establishment of unity between Islamic seminary or Hauza and university. As some of our dear listeners might know, Azar 27th, we can say in the solar system or solar calendar, is known as the day of unity between Islamic Hauza and university, and that is because it is the martyrdom anniversary of Shahid Ayatollah Dr. Muhammad Mufatteh, one of the most outstanding Islamic figures who was martyred at the beginning of the Islamic Revolution of Iran by the Furqan group, who martyred Shahid Mutahhari too. He had direct role in making dialogues between university and Hauza, and his life, his scholarly life especially, was very much fruitful. That's why for today's discussion, we want to talk about the establishment of unity between Hausa and Islamic Seminary. So, Sayyid Mohsen, at the first look, it might be, it might look that, for example, there is no connection between Hausa and university, because university is mostly about, we can say, science, and Hausa is about ma'rifah, and what is the link between the two? Is there a link?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, I am also someone who is related to the university first and then came to Hausa.
Okay, very good.
Because I did my MBA in finance from University of Wales, England.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there. I studied there for 5 years. Then I went back to Pakistan, where I was a university lecturer
mm-hmm.
for 2 years. And then I entered the Hausa of Qom.
Okay.
And what I can say from my personal life is that obviously the actual knowledge which I have found in the Hausa was not in the in the university. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the university, you're just after a study that gives you a good job, that can provide you something from which you can earn a better earning. You can have maybe, you know, generally people when they select to become a doctor, an accountant, maybe,
yes.
You know, an engineer. It yes. is just the aspect behind it. The reason is, the goal is that I need to get a better job. Maybe I can have a good trade, become a good trader, good yes. accountant. The whole look is material look.
Mm-hmm.
And this material look does not bring peace in your life. You know, you become greedy and greedy and greedy, but you never reach to a level where you're satisfied with what you have done. Maybe someone say, like, I have this much salary, so I'm satisfied. Even that salary does not satisfy. He goes for more and more. And on the other hand, the knowledge, the type of science which we learn over there, it because it is just connected to a specific thing, it has nothing to do with my rest of life. For example, when someone becomes an accountant or engineer, yeah, in their personal life, they don't have any application of such thing. Yeah, most of us is like that.
Yes.
That the place where we work, it has nothing to do with our life. It does not help in training our kids.
Yes.
Even if I'm a doctor, even if I'm a psychologist, it does not help the training my kids how to deal with my family and all those things.
Yes.
Therefore, when you come to the Hausa, it's a full pack of your life, because the Hausa is based on the teachings of the Quran, and the Quran is the set of life.
Yes.
And it teaches you how to deal with the parents, how to study. And obviously there are differences as well. Like yes. there are many differences in the method of studying,
mm-hmm.
the way we used to study there and the way they study over here. So these are the differences. On the other hand, since you have mentioned about the Shahid Mufateh,
yes.
We should know about him that he was a theologian, he was a philosopher,
yes.
he was a political activist, and he had great teachers like Ayatollah Burujardi, yes. Ayatollah Kuh Kamari,
yes.
like Madrasa Hujjatiya in the yes, Qom. Yes. It's been obviously made by Ayatollah Kuh Kamari. And there was Imam Khomeini was also from his teachers.
Yes.
And Allama Tabatabai and Ayatollah Marashi.
Yes.
So such a person who was basically have benefited from all these great scholars. And after that, he went to study philosophy from University of Tehran.
Yes.
So he started from this way. You know, you can say like he was a seminary guy.
Yes.
And then he went to study the university. And after that, obviously, the personality that we see is a personality who had a lot of experience,
mm-hmm.
who know how to deal with both. Yes. On the other hand, because the people who are studying in the university, as I can give my own example, we are empty. And we are after a kind of peace, which we cannot find.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, on the other hand, when we look at the seminary, it gives us the material aspect and the spiritual aspect.
That's right.
It has both things. So for me, this is much better. But obviously, I will not say like everyone should leave
mm-hmm.
the sciences. Otherwise, you know, yes. we will say like to leave the
yes.